Okay, what we're going to do right now is we're going to take you down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. All you're going to need to do is listen to my voice. Listen to it and let yourself let go. First, we're going to start with a little bit of relaxation. Something you've done perhaps 100 times before. You do it every day before you sleep. You do it any time you go into a trance. What you're doing is you're letting your mind shut down. You're letting your mind lose focus from everything else until there's only one thing, only one point of focus left. And this time, that focus is going to be my voice. That's right. You're going to find yourself focusing solely on my voice as it guides you down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. So let's go ahead and begin. We're going to begin at your ankles. We're going to work away all of your stress, all of your distractions, everything. We're going to work it all out of your body. We're going to start with your ankles and feet and just simply let them relax. Just simply let them relax. Let all of the stress strip away, slipping away, leaving your body. You can almost imagine it. If you were to close your eyes, you could almost see it as waves of energy leaving your feet. All the stress, everything, tension, all of it gone. And as you relax, the relaxation itself will begin to move upwards into your calves. Feel your calves relaxing now, so nice and comfortable, just letting all of the tension drain away down through your feet. That's right. Now, let's continue moving upwards into your thighs. Feel them begin to relax. Feel your tension just draining away. It feels so good to just simply let everything else go and just listen to my voice for a little while. Feel the tension draining away. Your thighs, your calves, your ankles, your feet, all of them feeling so very, very good and relaxed. It feels amazing to relax like this. It is one of the best feelings in the world. And now, feel the relaxation working its way upwards to your hips. Your hips, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet. Just relaxing more and more. Feel how good it is. How good it is to just listen to my voice and relax. Feel everything else just simply slipping away. All you need to do is listen to me. Listen to me and relax and let go. Feel the world slipping away. All you want to do is listen to my voice. Focus on my voice. And as you hear it, your body and mind will relax further and further, going deeper and deeper into trance. You may not be there yet, but your mind will get there soon as we continue to relax both mind and body. Now, feel the stress leaving your stomach, the stress, the tension, everything. It feels so good to just simply relax and let go. And as you do, let it work its way upward, all the way up into your chest. Your chest, your stomach, your waist, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet. All of them just so beautifully relaxed. There is no need to think about anything. There is no need to do anything. All you want to do is listen and relax and slide down deeper and deeper into trance. And the more you relax, the slower and slower your breathing is likely to get. Almost as if you're taking a nice, comfortable nap. But instead you are focused on my voice, and only my voice. You hear it. It slips into your mind and takes you down deeper and deeper. So very, very comfortable. So wonderfully relaxed. Feel how good it is to be relaxed like this. Feel the relaxation working its way all the way up to your shoulders. And now your shoulders are relaxed. And the relaxation is working its way down through your arms. Your arms, your wrists, your fingers, your hands, your shoulders, your chest, your stomach, your waist, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet. Everything feels so amazingly good. It feels good to just listen to my voice and let go. Letting go more and more with every word as the relaxation now moves upwards, up your neck and into your face, all the way to your top of your head. Feel your body relaxing, relaxing from head to toe, so very wonderfully relaxed. Your eyelids so nice and heavy, your face so deeply relaxed. You just feel so amazingly comfortable as you listen to my voice and relax, sliding down deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my trance, just listening to my voice and going so very, very deep. It feels so good to relax like this. And now, we're going to take you deeper still. Now that your entire body is relaxed, we're going to take your mind down, down so very, very deep. I'm going to count down now, down from 5 to 1, and when I get to 1, you will be in the deepest of trances. That's right. 5. It feels as if the relaxation has doubled, as if you were twice as relaxed as you were before, as I carry you down, down into the deepest of trances. 4. So very, very relaxed. Feel your mind and body just simply floating, floating in my words, carried down into the deepest of trances. Nothing exists but my words carrying you down so very, very deep. 3. It feels as if you've gone even deeper. All that exists are my words guiding you so very, very deep. 2. Only thing there is are my words taking you deeper and deeper. And the deeper you go, the better you feel. It feels so very, very good to be in a trance like this. It feels so very, very wonderful to just let go and allow my voice to guide you. That's right. It is absolutely wonderful. So very wonderful as we approach the very bottom, almost to a place where your mind is so deep that all you hear are my words. The rest of the world is some faraway place. Some faraway place you cannot even seem to get to right now. All that matters are my words, guiding you down deeper and deeper to a place where you feel so amazingly good. One, feel how deep you are. Feel how wonderful it feels. It feels absolutely amazing to be this deep, so deep. So very, very relaxed. And now I want you to picture something. I want you to imagine it clearly in your head. I want you to picture you. Imagine yourself. Imagine that you have just been struck by Cupid's arrow. An arrow normally intended to create a deep level of love for someone else, the first person you see. Unfortunately, Cupid has chosen poorly this year. He missed his target. See, this is the Cupid of dogs. That's right. This year, you've been hit by a Cupid's arrow intended for a dog. Dogs don't react the same way as humans do. In fact, a dog's arrow isn't at all the same as a human's arrow. It instead sends the animal immediately into a state of heat or rut. That's right. This arrow is simply shoving your sexual needs into overdrive. This isn't just simply a desire to have sex. No, this is a need to have sex. This is your mind simply being pushed all the way into overdrive. Imagine the most powerful need you've ever imagined before. Picture it. Feel it. Feel it flowing through your body. Your body needs and craves a sexual release. Not just a little, not just a lot. No, all the way to the point that you are simply overridden with a powerful need to orgasm. A powerful need to bring yourself to orgasm. A need so powerful that you cannot control it or ignore it. That's right, it's as if your sexual needs and desires were turned up to 11, 12, 13. That's right, right now you can feel that need surging through you, burning through you. You need to get off. You need to orgasm. You need to come. Preferably in another. But even beyond that, you just simply need to orgasm. Unfortunately, since Cupid's arrow was meant for a dog, you find yourself having a hard time making your hands work like a human's hands. They like to ball up like paws, making it very hard to do anything masturbatory, making it very hard for you to think of anything as this mindless, powerful need surges through you, drives you to distraction and beyond, your hands unable to help you masturbate. You also find yourself having a hard time thinking or speaking human words. They come out as growls, barks, yips. You are, in fact, in rut, a full-fledged rut. You are in heat, your body craving sexual release of any sort. You find yourself craving it beyond any level of desire you have ever imagined before. This is burning through you like a fire. It is so hot and intense. You are so deeply aroused that you cannot imagine ever having been more aroused or ever being more aroused again in your life. Your need to satisfy this urge, to satisfy this desire, is burning through you. You will gladly seek out a partner if you can find one or have one. However, once again, you're going to have a hard time. Your hands don't work right. You growl words or bark or yip them, but still you need to slake this fire that's burning within you to quench it in some manner. And if you can't find a human partner, if there isn't one available, you will find yourself finding something you can hump against. That's right, something to press your body against. A pillow, something hard, something soft, something, anything that'll just simply allow you to find that release. Maybe you even have a toy of some sort that you can get your clenched fists to maneuver and manipulate so that you can get yourself off. But the need to get off is burning through you so incredibly powerful, and it will not leave. It will not leave you until you have somehow, some way, slated this thirst, stopped it from burning inside of you. Until you've achieved orgasm, it just simply will not go away. You need to arrive at that state, and you will find a way, any way, to get there. The need burns stronger and stronger with every passing moment. It is not something to be ignored. It is not something to be set aside. No, it is in fact far too big a flame for you to ever quench through anything but achieving sexual release. Find a partner, find a toy, find something to hump until you get yourself off. These seem to be your only options, and the only words you have sound like they're spoken by an animal. Oh, you may be able to make them sound human, but just barely. Imagine yourself growling out, "Need you," growling out, "Fuck me," growling out whatever words you need to take, barking, yipping, until finally, finally you achieve that denied orgasm that is simply running through your mind constantly, driving you more powerfully than anything you ever imagined before. And then, finally, when you finally find a way to achieve orgasm, humping something, getting sex, however you will find yourself achieving it, then and only then will the effects of the arrow wear off, leaving you a bit spent, but no longer under the effects of Cupid's arrow, no longer being driven by those desires. Once again, fully and completely yourself, your hands working normally, your voice returned to what it once was. Your body and mind returned the way they were. That is the nature of this arrow that has struck you, and it is exactly how you'll be feeling the moment you wake up. You're probably already whining to some degree with need. When you wake up, you're going to have to fulfill that need, fulfill that orgasm that you absolutely must have. And now it is time. Time to awaken on the count of five. Refresh, awake, fully in rut, fully in heat. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake, so powerfully horny. Three, closer and closer. Four, almost there. Five, awaken. Refreshed and awake, you know what you need.